keeping it simple, unentangled, uncomplicated, is that an invitation to be lazy? Well, once you start real, if you comes to mind in the there's a very short, I'm not sure if it's Dhammapada or it's just a very short phrase from a sutta somewhere, and but anyway, the Buddha says it's just like Nibbana is the highest happiness. Nibbana paramang sukham. And it's sort of this, the Nibbana is the highest happiness. And one time spending a rains retreat, and the senior monk was had a couple of novices helping out, doing some work around his kuti, and they worked doing some cleaning up, and it was quite a long way back to their dwelling place. They ended up sort of conking out underneath his kuti, his cabin, and falling asleep. And anyway, sometime they were quiet, and okay, they're conked out there. And sometime later, they woke up, and one of the novices sort of this big yawn. Oh, sleep is the highest happiness. So it's taking a Dhamma principle and turning it into something other than Dhamma. So that simple, unentangled, uncomplicated is a way to, to really help the mind free itself from the unskillful, unwholesome tendencies that create suffering. And say being lazy is not helpful in any way, shape, or form for progressing on the path to freedom from suffering. So these qualities of mind that we want to be cultivating, they all have a purpose, and that's for freedom from suffering, for really realizing the truth of the truth of the Dhamma. Okay.